Ngāti kiri he mete. Merry Christmas and welcome to the 17th edition of Classical Chromatics with me, Claire Martin. And tonight it's Christmas with bells on, with festive choral music. I'm not doing carols, that's so yesterday. Instead, I've chosen some calm and beautiful vocal music. First of all, we are starting from the 11th century, and this next piece was composed by the visionary abbess, apothecary, philosopher, and Christian mystic Hildegard von Bingen. This is her Spiritus Sanctus Vivificans from Armonico Consort's album Naked Bird 2, directed by Christopher Monks. That's BYRD, as in William Byrd, the English Renaissance composer. So here is von Bingen's Spiritus Sanctus Vivificans with Anna Sandström, soprano soloist, and the Armonico Consort. Hildegard von Bingen's Spiritus Sanctus Vivificans. Next, an absolute choral classic, Gregorio Allegri's Miserere, which wasn't published until Mozart heard it at a cathedral, ran home and transcribed the whole lot. He was 14 years old, and then the parts could be published. I first heard this Miserere performed live in Chester Cathedral, UK, with the clear, pure voices rising straight up into the domed acoustic. This is the group I heard, The 16, directed by Harry Christophers. Allegri's Miserere.
Thank you.
Allegri's Miserere, the 16, directed by Harry Christophers. Arvo Pärt next, and many may know his austere and searing choral works. However, this is a Slavic hymn which is characterised by vibrant joy. This is the Estonian Philharmonic Chamber Choir, directed by Paul Hillier, with Pärt's Bogoritice Dievo. Following that, some more joyful sounds with the Zurich Choir Vogelisten, directed by Christian Delich, from a very nice album titled Bluebird, put out by Spectral. This is the festive Renaissance rustic tune Il est bel et bon, or It is Beautiful and Good, and which is said to imitate the sounds of clucking chickens, so have a listen out for the bom 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 bom. So first, Arvo Pärt, Bogoritice, and then the Vogelisten singing Il est bel et bon.
Thank you.
So that was Il est bel et bon, and preceding that, Piaz Bogorodice Dievo. A contemporary work next, but you'd be forgiven for thinking it was written in the same era as the Hildegard Spiritus I played earlier. This is a popular choral composer, Ola Jalo, and his Unicornis Captivatur, which is inspired by early music, and the text is based on medieval chants. Here is the Central Washington University Choir, directed by Gary Widener, with Ola Jalo's Unicornis Captivatur.
Thank you.
the glorious finish of Ola Yellow's Unicornis Captivator. The next choral piece of brilliance must be the best bit of excitement around. It could be the soundtrack to a coronation or the best party ever. Here is Vivaldi's Gloria, performed by the choir of King's College, Cambridge, conducted by Stephen Clearberry. Following that, I'm going to play Wachet auf, or Sleep is Wake, J.S. Bach's masterpiece work, Magnificat. And that will also be performed by the choir of King's College, Cambridge. Have a listen out in the second piece for the contrast between the fast-moving orchestral parts and the glorious, stately, slow-moving choral parts. So first, Vivaldi's Gloria, followed by Bach's Magnificat.
Thank you.
First of all, that was Vivaldi's Gloria, followed by Bach's Magnificat. Now for one of the most contemporary choral works for tonight, the Latvian composer Eriks Ezenvalds' Sublime Stars, which I heard Voices New Zealand perform last year. The first thing you might notice, apart from these very beautiful voices, from Voices 8, the group that will perform it, first thing you might notice is the clear sound of water-tuned glasses, which goes through this piece. So Voices 8 performing Eriks Ezenvalds' Stars. Ezenvalds' Stars, performed by Voices 8. One of the highlights of my performing time in England in the 1990s was getting the opportunity to sing the soloist's part for many choirs in many magnificent cathedrals. This next piece is from Gabriel Fauré's Requiem, a work I performed in Manchester Cathedral, with its beautiful acoustic that amplifies and adds a reverberant quality to the human voice. Here is In Paradisum with the boys' treble voices of King's College Cambridge, directed by Robert Chilcott. After the foray, a different mood, the more turbulent and much grander Lacrimosa from Mozart's Requiem. You'll hear a much more operatic style of writing with big sweeping phrases and sweet solo oboe and clarinet lines. So you'll hear Mozart's Requiem performed by the Vienna Singerein and the Vienna Philharmonic, conducted by Herbert von Karajan. But first, here is the London Symphony Orchestra Chamber Ensemble performing Forays in Paradisum.
Thank you.
Mozart Requiem and preceding that, Fore's Requiem in Paradisum. If anyone was lucky enough to attend Bach Musica's performance of Monteverdi Vespers in Auckland recently, you will have heard a double choir, double orchestra and double soloists perform this extraordinary early music masterpiece. The cantor, the tenor, calls in the prayer and the massive choir answers, Deus in adiutorium meum intende, on a single chord. This is the 16 again, conducted by Harry Christophers, performing Monteverdi's Deus in Adiutorium that opens the Vespers. The magnificent Monteverdi Vespers. From this to the blazing sounds of Karl Orff's Carmina Burana, performed by the Brighton Festival Chorus and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Anton Durati. This piece was modelled on Latin hymns, but mixed through with rustic French ballads. So here is Karl Orff's Carmina Burana. Tua. That would lift you off your seat. That was Carmina Burana, Ave Formosissima. And it's an oft-played piece, but it's well worth looking at all the details that you don't necessarily get to hear so often, and that's one of the real gems in the work. So I'm going to say fare thee well soon, ara hanui to you all, and wishing you at least a calm festive season. This has been Claire Martin from Classical Chromatics. I'm part of the Radio 13 team. We play music every Saturday night at 8:30 p.m. So do tune in. There's all sorts of kinds of music you can hear, and journeys of soul music and all sorts of vinyl being played. So as a lively farewell, I'm going to play again from the group Voces 8, this time performing a British composer, William Walton's What Cheer, to ring in the new year. Now, if you haven't been following with all the various tracks I've played, feel free to wander on over to Facebook and check out Classical Chromatics. And I'll put a full list of the songs and pieces I've played tonight. So I do hope you join me next time. And I will say Meri Kerihimete once more, and Merry Christmas. Have a Happy New Year. And thank you so much for joining me. Here is William Walton's What Cheer to ring in the new year.
What cheer, what cheer, good cheer, good cheer. Be merry and glad this good new year. Lift up your hearts and be glad in Christ God, the angel above. Says to mother, if any be sad, what cheer, what cheer, what cheer, what cheer, what cheer. Now the King of heaven is but half day. Joy and birth we wish to make. Sage to all the fallen, say, what's cheer, what's cheer, what's cheer, what's cheer, what's cheer. I tell you all.